we're live and we're getting a phone call right away here, so excuse me while I turn that on. Hello, how are you? Hello, you're live on the air. All right, and they've hung up.
Tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. for Vancouver, right? With your hosts, Alex Biron and Simon Armstrong. News, music, personal stories, and everything you need to know about the local comedy scene. What else would you be doing at 10 a.m. on a Friday? Well, you're probably at work, and if you have the day off, you've already made plans. It doesn't matter. Just be there and call in anytime.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Are listening to CITR 101.9 live from Vancouver, Canada.
Also unceded Musqueam territory.
In unceded Musqueam territory. Great. This is Fresh Slice, the weekly show that highlights the best, mostly local, mostly new stuff with your host, me, Chrissy P.
And Quinn.
And
or
Quinn.
Barbecue.
Or Barbecue. I wrote Chrissy or Quinn. In,
yeah.
But.
No. That's okay.
This is our first episode. No, at our new time.
On our time, yeah. So, hello, everyone who normally listens to this time is expecting something totally different. Prepare to be.
I hope we gained some real fans today. Yeah. Some lifers.
We got our first kind of fan mail already, and I'm still so.
Yes. Okay. Please send us fan mail. We love it.
Okay.
But. I want to talk about the show that used to be in the slot. It is called Femme Concept, and I'm really praying for a Femme Concept revival. We love Femme Concept. They can take the spot back at any point because they're great. Please keep making radio.
Yeah, yes. We love them.
We love them. But let's get to the music because that's what I love as well. I'm really excited to show you, Quinny, this new band that I found called Sneaks. They're from Washington, D.C., and they pretty much do all their own stuff. I think they have, like, a drum machine, and they just play the bass and sing.
Awesome.
It's sick.
That's super fun.
The song is Red off of their latest album, Gymnastics.
about my friend Tim's new voice. Emotionally honest, look at where I'm at in life. Those kind of songs are very hard to write.
Taking control. lacking all consideration.
Are tuned into Fresh Slice here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That was the song Sociopath by a band called Beret out of Seattle. I have been listening mucho because although it's not new and it's not local Canadian, it's local to my hometown.
Yeah, and they're great. They remind me a lot of Freak Heat Waves.
Yeah. Anyways, I thought, oh, and before that, I played Not a Comet, which is a Montreal band. They're mostly jokey, but I think their songs are good. And before that, we played the band Sneaks off of their new album, Gymnastics, which I am ready to play on repeat because they're rad. But yeah, I was sparked by the song Sociopath. I recently took a sociopath test to find out how much of a sociopath I am, because sometimes you get curious about these kinds of things.
Yeah.
And you're like, would anyone tell me if
can
I
you
was?
Be like a, you can be like partially sociopath, but not all the way sociopath? Like,
I think so. Like, nothing is absolute, right?
Yeah. I just always thought that, like, if somebody was a sociopath, like, they were a sociopath. But I don't know.
What do you think you would score? The thing, okay, so if you want to start thinking about what a sociopath does, they are very impulsive. They, what else do they
do? Like, they don't care about the feelings of other people.
Yeah, they really don't care about animals.
Yeah. Mm. Is it sociopath or psychopath that, like, a quarter of all the CEOs in the world are?
No, it's sociopath.
Sociopaths, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. Watch out.
I believe it.
To corporate America, because it'll hurt your dogs or something.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think Christine is like negative 3% sociopath.
Not quite.
What are you?
I'm 20%.
Oh, whoa.
And yeah, I know.
That's more than I thought.
It's like, it's something. I'm kind of a sociopath.
Maybe I'll take this test during the next song, and I can tell you what I am.
You should. Okay. You should. Okay, so next I'm going to play a new song by Peace off of their upcoming album. So sad to see them go, although the songwriter and singer for that band is in a lot of other bands, so still get to hear his sweet, sweet crooning. He's in, like, Lieutenant Frank Dickens is his solo project. This is the song Prayer.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
This is Femme Concept.
Femme Concept.
Femme Concept.
You are listening to Femme Concept
with your hosts Eleanor
and Erica.
Friday from 1 to 2 p.m.
on CITR.
On CITR Radio 101.9. We play 100% FemCon.
100%.
It's a lot of FemCon.
It's a lot of FemCon. And you know what? Stick it to the man.
Take a break.
That was the song Yesterday's Smoke by a band called Kim Gray out of Vancouver. And before that, I played the new peace song Prayer off of their upcoming album, which we're all crying about. I'm crying about.
Yeah, great tune.
But Quinn here is not crying because she's a sociopath.
No. So I did take the sociopath test, and I found out that I'm not a sociopath, but I am 30% sociopath. I'm a third sociopath, apparently.
That makes it seem like a lot.
It seems like a lot. But it says I'm not. It says in bold, you are not sociopath.
And then
it says you are 30% sociopath. It means you are not.
Just so everyone knows, Quinlan McCormick.
I'm not. I care about other human beings and animals. Mm-hmm. And I will hopefully not try to manipulate you.
What kind of questions did it ask you?
It was like, do you tell a lot of lies?
Okay.
Do you tell a lot of lies? Are you, like, social? Are you...
It asked me if I cancel my plans with people a lot, and I was like...
Oh, really? Maybe. Mine straight up asked me if I'd ever harmed an animal. Yeah. And I was like...
That one's a little easy.
And I was like, well, I stepped on my dog's foot, but...
Okay, I have a little bit more to say about Kim Gray. They're playing tomorrow at the Astoria with Fuzzy P and Moaning from LA and another great band called Sleuth. So if you want to see some sweet live music, that's a Hockey Dad Records show. I think it'll be like $10, but like four bands,
very
man.
Worth it.
So
worth it. That's
next.
Like $250 a band.
That's $250 a band.
Come on.
Whoa. Next, what are we going to play next?
Up next, we are playing some more Sean Nicholas Savage.
Because,
yeah, this album has been on repeat for me for the last little bit. This new album, Magnificent Fist, and we're going to play the song Fantasy.
If you are tuning in for the first time, expect this quite often. It's still new. It's still fresh.
I will play every song on this album for the next, 8 weeks. I could do one song a show, can I?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Thank you. I'm The International Center for Criminal Law Reform and Criminal Justice Policy, the UBC Sexual Assault Support Center, and the Ending Violence Association of British Columbia will be hosting a two-day conference on September 30th and October 1st. The aim of the event is to engage students, staff, faculty, administrators, government, and community organizers in a dialogue about sexual violence within Canadian university and college communities. Space is limited, but registration is free. Register now at ccsvconference.wordpress.com.
Crimes and Treasons Radio. This is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
This is Fresh Slice. I'm Crispy. You were just listening to the song... It's called The End, parentheses, Rough Mix, so I think it's not the final D, by the band called The Avulsions. I believe that they're from Saskatoon, and they're trying to put out a new album soon. So more from them. Please, yeah. More.
More from Saskatoon.
I need to hear about life in Saskatoon.
It's a beautiful city, actually.
Really?
I mean, I only went there once. There's a river.
It's the prairies, I think, right?
Yeah, it's a really cute town. I like it.
Before that, you listened to a song by Johns, another band that we love from Victoria. They haven't put music out for like 2 years, but I got really into their old stuff. They're going to be releasing this new album called At Work on Several Things on November 4th. I saw them play twice this summer, and both times, they're a band that you're supposed to zone out to.
Okay. Drony
hangout. Not no thrashing.
I just thought about a very interesting thing for students, since we were talking about Saskatchewan.
Oh.
If you have overwhelming Canadian student loans, you can move to Saskatchewan for a few years and the government will completely forgive it.
No.
I think they'll forgive tens of thousands of dollars of debt if you just hang out in Saskatchewan for a little while.
Are you going to do it? Would you
like,
do
honestly,
it?
I don't even know if that's enough for me to move to Saskatchewan. That's rude. I'm sorry if anyone is listening from Saskatchewan.
Well, but...
Anyways, I don't want to live there. That's me, though. That's just me.
That's so... Wow, the government's trying really, really hard.
They really want the young folks to get out there. Yeah.
That band is good, so maybe there's a cool scene.
Maybe.
Let me know about more cool bands from Saskatchewan, you guys. Next... I'm going to play a band that I've also been getting really into that is from Montreal. No big surprise. I bet, like, obviously it costs a lot of money to live in Montreal. Like, the government is,
probably,
get out of Montreal, weird hipsters.
No, I bet you probably, like, if you have, like, student loans and you move to Montreal, they just, like, double. They like, give you the student loans that they took from, like, kids who moved to Saskatchewan.
Yeah, because, like, people use their diplomas and then they go... to Montreal and they like work in cafes and stuff, I think.
And they're like, yeah, they like start a band.
They start a band. So thank you, because great music. This is the song Lake by the band Psy Down One.
We'll be right back. are coming home. Clouds begin to drift. 20 years of schooling, and they put you on the split shift. My fault? Who sold it? Forget America. Vision that they had, vision that they flaunt. Everybody lives like a debutante. My father, this hood so damn boho, you killed it, she said so.
That was Adrian Teacher and the Subs off of their latest Terminal City. The song was Forget America. I've been listening to that album all the time. I love how much it talks about Vancouver.
And it's very groovy.
It's super groovy. That song especially reminds me of the Talking Heads.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Very David Byrne.
And then at other times, it's very, like, Jonathan Richman. It really goes all over the place. He's an awesome...
All over the place of, like...
Good music.
Of the...
Of music that, like, I worship. Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, before that, so I've been just, like, letting them play a little bit. Before that, we heard a song by Basic Nature. The song was Winged Creatures. They're coming on our show in October.
We're so excited.
So excited. They're from Winnipeg, but they'll be in Vancouver playing for 2 nights. Do catch them. They're playing the Jock Tears tape release.
Which will also be cool.
That'll be cool. Have you listened to that
yet? Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. And before that, we played Side Down 1 with Lake. But it's the end of our show.
Yeah, which is sad. But we'll see you next week.
Yeah, next. What's playing next on CITR? Radio Zero. Radio Zero is next. And before we leave you, we will play the song White Sands by Gal Grayson.
Who has a show coming up on September 30th at the Wise Hall with Tops. So that'll be a very fun show.
Yeah, some quality music. Ooh. At that show.
Yeah.
See you next week.